Toronto, March 20, 2023. For the fifth year, Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB, opens the Indigenous Women Entrepreneurship Fund, IWEF, to all Indigenous women business owners who need access to capital. The fund, which LNG Canada presents with contributions from Atkins Realis, Paper Excellence, and Visa, helps Indigenous women across the country invest in their businesses and achieve success. Gaining access to capital is a continued and disproportionate challenge faced by Indigenous women entrepreneurs. Despite the challenges, the Indigenous women-owned business ecosystem continues to grow, said CCAB President and CEO Tabitha Bull. We're thrilled to offer the Indigenous Women Entrepreneurship Fund once again, with a special thank you to LNG Canada and our contributors for making this fund possible and supporting the Indigenous economy. Indigenous women entrepreneurs are making significant strides establishing themselves within the Canadian small to medium-sized enterprise, SME, landscape. A recent CCAB research report published in 2023, ADAI Export Experiences of Indigenous Entrepreneurs, noted that 39% of Indigenous SMEs are owned by women and export at double the rate of Canadian SMEs, 14%, overall. LNG Canada recognizes the invaluable contributions Indigenous women continue to make to Canada's business landscape, said Hope Regimbald, Indigenous and Stakeholder Relations Lead at LNG Canada. We are honored to partner with CCAB, providing ongoing support to Indigenous women and promoting their entrepreneurial endeavors. The grant is offered to Indigenous women entrepreneurs at any stage of their business lifecycle. Recipients will receive a $2,500 grant along with a one-year CCAB membership. The recipients of previous years come from various fields across Canada, ranging from corporations to sole proprietorships. These Indigenous women are leading by example as entrepreneurs who are thriving in all sorts of industries and sectors, from retail and food and beverage to accounting services, consultancy services, and more. A total of $173,000 has been given to more than 70 Indigenous women-owned businesses through these grants to date. Additionally, over $25,000 worth of CCAB memberships have been provided in total to grant recipients. The Entrepreneurship Fund is administered through CCAB's Tools and Financing for Aboriginal Business, TFAB, program to enhance Indigenous entrepreneurship by providing education and access to resources and networks. A live draw will be made on May 9, 2024, where recipients will receive their grants. About the Canadian Council for Aboriginal Business, CCAB is committed to the full participation of Indigenous peoples in Canada's economy. As a national, nonpartisan association, its mission is to promote, strengthen and enhance a prosperous Indigenous economy through the fostering of business relationships, opportunities, and awareness. CCAB offers knowledge, resources, and programs to its members to cultivate economic opportunities for Indigenous peoples and businesses across Canada. For more information, visit www.ccab.com. About LNG Canada. The LNG Canada joint venture is building a liquefied natural gas, LNG, export facility in Kitimat, British Columbia, Canada, in the traditional territory of the Haisla Nation. It will initially consist of two LNG processing units, referred to as trains. LNG Canada is a joint venture comprised of Shell PLC, through its affiliate Shell Canada Energy, 40%, Petronas, through its wholly owned entity, North Montney LNG Limited Partnership, 25%, PetroChina Company Limited, through its subsidiary PetroChina Kitimat LNG Partnership, 15%, Mitsubishi Corporation, through its subsidiary Diamond LNG Canada Partnership, 15%, and Korea Gas Corporation, through its wholly owned subsidiary Kogas Canada LNG Partnership, 5%. It is operated through LNG Canada Development Inc.,